You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the mid-morning update with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good morning. Starting with the Stock Exchange News Service of the JSE, there's two trading statements that stand out. Astral Foods, and the share price down 2.2% on that statement. And also Quilter, they've come out with their own statement, business update, whatever you want to call it, down 3% so far. Now, let's have a look at the markets. It was a really good day yesterday for the JSE. Nice start to the week, but it's gone a bit quiet now, but we can forgive market participants their breather. The dollar rand is 17.23. The British pound against the rand is 21.24. The euro rand 18.76. The euro dollar 108.85, which is barely changed. And the British pound 123.25 against the greenback. Last night in the United States, the Dow Jones was up 0.3%, the S&P slightly lower, and the NASDAQ down 0.25%. This morning in London, the FTSE is up very, very slightly, as is the DAX. The CAC 40 just slightly better than those two, up 0.2%. This morning in the Far East, Tokyo up 0.33% on the close. Shanghai closed, of course. What have we got? Hang Seng, 1.8% higher. That's a good performance. And the All Share in Sydney, down 3%. Right, commodities now. Gold price, down $4 to $1,930 an ounce. The platinum price is $1,061, which is up $14 an ounce. And palladium, currently prevailing at $1,732. Nice performance, up $39 per ounce. As for the energy complex, well, it's come off a bit since yesterday. The Brent crude oil price is $86.26. That's up on the morning, but down by about a dollar from yesterday. And West Texas crude, $80.44, up 0.4%. Natural gas prices are tumbling again, another 4.5% weaker. Any other standouts? We've got coal up 2.6%, and that will probably do Exxaro quite a few favours on the JSE. And what else? No, that's all. Let's have a look at the capital markets now and start with the United States 10-year bond yield, which is currently 3.45%. The South African 10-year is 9.72% ahead of the MPC meeting of the South African Reserve Bank. And what else have we got? We've got Bitcoin, 22,666, down 1.7%. And at the moment, looking forward to Wall Street this afternoon, the S&P 500 futures, 4,018, which is down just over 0.33%. Let's have a look now at some of the early movers on the JSE. On the upside, Alphamin up 4.9%, Exxaro up 2.33% because of that gold, coal price move, BHP up 1.8%, Anglo American up 1.5%. So four of the top five on my screen are diggers. Barlow World comes in at number five, up 1.25%. On the downside, Advotech 2.4% weaker, Netcare 2.3%, Quilter 2.3% down as well, Karoo 1.5% in the red, and African Rainbow Minerals bucking the commodities trend by falling 1.5%. Let's have a look at the indices after an hour and a half or so of trading. Okay, resources up 1%. Industrials up 0.25%. The financial index is just about 0.5% weaker, bucking the trend. The top 40 index, 74,221, up 1/3. And the all share, it's on about the highs of the morning, actually, 80,278. And that is a 0.3% gain. Don't forget, the all share has reached a record high this week. So it's been a good start to the week, and long may it continue. I'll be back later on with Wayne on Wednesday with Wayne McCurry. Then the 5 o'clock shadow will be populated by Skulklow, as always, from PSG Wealth in Cape Town. So please join me for both of those. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.